It's Nick, Jess and Ducker. Welcome to the podcast.
I just got an email. It's one of those sort of newsletters you get when you subscribe to podcasts. I've just opened it and the headline is, "My friend is dating my dad."
Oh.
That's awkward.
What?
How does that work?
My friend is dating my dad. Imagine if one of your mates came over one day and then your dad sat you down next to your friend and you went, "What's going on? Son, we need to tell you something. Yeah. We're dating."
And what's worse, if it's a girl or a boy, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, if you knew your dad had come out already, then it's okay. But if that's how you were finding out, that would be quite a shock.
Yeah.
And is this the premise of the whole podcast or is this just one episode?
This is a great question. Dilemma. It might be the premise of the newsletter. Dilemma. My friend is dating my dad. Hey guys, my dad is dating a much younger girl and had a lot of problems with her when they first got together. On top of this, I've known her for a heap of time before they started dating and had a strong friendship with her before she was my dad's partner. That is so awkward. Recently, she has shown me her sex toys and sexy undies completely uninvited.
Oh,
my question is, do you think it's a little weird?
Yeah. It's a bit
boundaries.
Odd.
It's very
not completely
odd.
Normal, but each to their own, you know
each
what I mean?
Each to their own. There's not many fish in the sea.
You're absolutely right.
I know. So if the dad is the last option, how's this? I just caught it. Apparently, she also started talking about sex swings. Do you think your dad would like that?
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Are you going to listen to this podcast?
I think I must.
Forward it to me.
You know what? Why don't I write you like a 14-page report?
I like that. In detail.
And maybe some pie charts.
Do you actually know of any true stories of this happening? Anyone you know? I don't think I do.
Sleeping with?
Because I have mates who have attractive mums. Everyone gives them crap about it and stuff. But like it would never.
No. And then how
Who is
be?
It? Stifler's mum.
Stifler's mum.
Yeah. It doesn't happen in real life, surely. Yeah.
But like you're sitting on the couch, right, at home. Dad's floating around. Your friend comes in. Oh, hey, Majana, how you doing? And then all of a sudden, you're like, I didn't invite you around.
Yeah.
No, she's like, I'm here for your dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got
a key. Look at these new toys.
Yeah.
And your mum walks out too and goes, hey, Majana. Yeah, Majana had a pile on last night.
It was okay. I know I made you watch The Croods, but you've completely ruined the sleep pile analogy.
What's it called? Sleep pile.
It's a sleep pile. I'd take love pile, but not pile on.
And is it as bad if mum's in on it too? You know, mum and dad are both.
Oh, now that's the question. What's worse? Your mate comes over and says, I'm dating your mum?
Yeah.
Or your mate comes over and says, I'm dating your dad?
Definitely mum.
Mum worse?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Okay, why?
Is it my friend, like John?
So you've got a female friend and a male friend.
Okay.
And your female friend comes over and says, hey, Ducko, I'm dating your dad.
Oh, I don't find that as bad for some reason.
Your male, Blake, comes over and says, Ducko, I'm shacking up with Kate.
I'd go away for a long time if he told me that because I would not be happy.
I don't know why.
I need to remove myself from this situation.
I would be like, are you good enough for my mum?
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that like that little sister sort of thing? Like, don't look at my sister. You got two sisters. Have you ever had a mate date your sister?
Yes, remember? It didn't end well.
At
the start of last year. And now we're not on talking terms. He didn't come to my wedding. He actually pulled out, didn't come to the wedding, didn't text me before, didn't text me after. I haven't spoken to him since.
No, it doesn't work. You can't
It doesn't end well. And that was even when I didn't get involved. I genuinely didn't. Let them to their own devices.
And that's your sister.
And they just had a bit of a falling out. He got awkward. He didn't want to see her. I think he was more into it than she was. She moved on a bit quicker. You know,
he hasn't started texting your mum, has he? Just trying to get into your family.
My mum actually said after they broke up, should I text him and just say, you know, apologise and say everything's all good? And I was like, don't be doing that.
No, and then he texts you, call me daddy. I don't think so, mate. Trying to tell you what to do. Come sit on my knee.
All of a sudden, my mate's my dad.
Your mate's your dad. Why aren't you showing him your sex with? Someone asked the internet this last night and I thought the responses were mucho hilarious. So Hit Family, we want you to pile on. And answer the question on 13 1060, what is better than sex? Some of the suggested responses were as simple as farting away a stomach ache.
That's one of the great feelings.
So satisfying.
Mate, when you're crouched over.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm in so much pain. And all you need is a little bit of wind.
Yeah.
And then you're cured.
Yeah. Like Nick showed me the question mark thing where you rotate your bowels or you put a heat pack on it and then it does its job.
There's
motion in the ocean.
And you're straight back up.
Oh yeah.
Back at your day.
Yeah.
Someone else said, when you type a random description of a meme into Google, fingers crossed, hoping for the best. And it just comes up immediately.
That never happens.
It never happens. Or like a random, I often do it with like a random smattering of lyrics. I really don't know them that well, but you just punch in a bunch of words, hoping for the best. And then YouTube, thank you very much.
Here's the song.
Someone said this, I'm assuming is a lady. when you're in the shower and you pull a long strand of hair out of your butt crack. I don't know if you boys have ever been able to experience that joy.
I have not.
No, okay.
But I can imagine it'd be satisfying.
This lady reckons it's better than a sexy time.
Good.
One sad individual, when asked the question, what's better than sex, just said, a ham sandwich.
What in the ham sandwich?
Brilliant.
Okay.
Was that?
Maybe it was a really
good
ham.
Do we know this person?
Do you know what? This one was the only one on this thread that was anonymous. So maybe we
could
do.
Yeah, it could be someone from here.
Oh, I like this one. I can relate to this one. Getting the popcorn kernel that's stuck in between your teeth out when you know you haven't had popcorn in ages.
Oh.
So you're like, oh my God, you've been there for days and days and days.
Yeah, that's a good
one. But
you're
out now.
What about, I don't really do this anymore because it's bad for me, but if you get really badly sunburned, then your skin starts peeling and you get a piece, you start peeling and you get a piece of skin that you could make into a rug. It's just a giant.
You get a big runner.
Yeah.
Get a big runner.
Gross. And you never get to the bit that's painful. You know how it stops being the skin that's coming off and it gets to your real skin? You're like, ah!
Yes.
What about when you get like a shoulder, random stray shoulder hair or something and you pluck it with your fingers?
Oh my God. Sometimes get I get that on the chin and I'm like, how have you gotten this long without me noticing this whole time?
They get through. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Someone else said both sides of the pillow being cold.
Oh, that doesn't happen for long.
Yeah. And I don't know if
that's... Do you want them cold? I like them warm. The
but again, I
in
guess
summer.
It's for the person. Right. Someone said the blood of your enemies.
That's a good one. That's vintage.
And in a very quick turn of events, someone else said opening a new pack of sponges.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty satisfying.
You like
is
that?
It?
Better than sexy time.
I'll tell you what's better than sex. When you're cutting wrapping paper and you don't have to swing the scissors, you just get the perfect swoosh through.
Yes, that is great.
Just a glide.
Yeah, it doesn't rip once. It doesn't give you one of those
and
little micro tears.
And it's also relatively straight.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that and I end up doing a real wonky shape.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen too often for me because I'm left-handed and a lot of the scissors are not in my favour. But when it does, it's glorious.
Yeah. I love it.
Or... getting your password on the MyGov Centrelink website first time.
Oh,
that's better than sex.
Oh, yeah. That's just...
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened.
I don't think it's ever happened. But if it did happen...
I picture
climax
it.
Then and there.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God, I did it.
My God. Yeah. Ham sandwich for lunch that day. That's for sure.
What about...
on the same day?
Do you have the energy? I don't know. Can you go again that fast?
What about when
you get a
group...
break in between.
You get a group text with the boys and someone's got a multi and they're like, put money on this multi, these are all going to pay off. And they all pay off over the weekend and you win the multi.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
That's one of the great things.
That'll set you up for a couple nights.
Oh, geez.
Couple lonely nights. That's
Hello.
All you need to keep you warm.
Yeah.
That feeling. Yeah. Boren's in Lambton. We're extending the list. Loz, what is better than sex?
So my whole family has this running joke. We call it better than sex cheese.
Better than sex what?
Cheese.
So
Mercer
Valley.
Oh, Mercer Valley is the greatest cheese of all time. Lauren, I love Mercer Valley.
Which one do you get, Loz?
Original.
Pickled onion.
Oh, pickled onion.
Oh, pickled onion.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried it. We'll have to give it a go.
It's good.
Is it good?
They got a few flavours out now. There's another one I haven't tried that I want to try. But I love that cheese.
I love that the family's calling it better than sex cheese.
Yeah, that's a great
one.
That's one of the great... Oh, I love with that cheese that you can get like a chip or whatever and you can actually break it off with the chip because it's so, you know, crumbles.
It's creamy. Clara
in Fern Bay, what's better than the sexy times?
Waking up in the middle of the night thinking you've got minutes left to your alarm, check your phone and you've still got hours.
Oh. You know how I determine that, Clara? I always think if I've got 3 hours, I'm like, I've got a whole Lord of the Rings movie of sleep left.
That's a good way to look at it.
The ring
has
cut.
Yes, I can watch the interviews too in this amount of time.
Or have you guys ever had 8 hours of continuous sleep?
Multiple times. Sometimes twice a day if my nap goes too long.
Jody and Cessnock, 13, 10, 60, what's better than sex?
So I have to confess, guys, I'm a bit of a boogie picker. I don't mind it. But how good are the ones when you go for a good one and then realise it's a big stringer and it feels like it comes from your brain?
I know what you mean.
Jody.
I mean... Yeah. It's on the list because it's better than sex for you. Might not be for everyone.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
the woman who said a ham sandwich was better than sex for her.
Yeah, but a big stringer coming out, it's satisfying.
Mate. And then you're like, I've never been able to breathe this way.
Yeah.
How's that been inside me the whole time?
The
air smells clearer and cleaner. Wow, thank you, Jody. That is
brilliant.
Exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, it's Jesse and Brankston on 13, 10, 60. What's better than sex, Jesse?
Mate, I love to crawl into a bed with freshly made sheets.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Straight out of the, straight off the line.
Did that last night.
Particularly if your dog sleeps in your bed and you got dirt in there and then you get fresh sheets and it's not dirty for a night. No one?
That's just you, Doug.
Jess in Newcastle. What's better than sex?
Going to the pub and pasta is on the specials board.
On the specials board. Yeah. Love that. Change up the routine.
Yeah. You know what?
Yes,
it's always
Jess.
A crab linguine, though.
It is. Or like some sort of squid ink situation. Yeah. Chef's trying to get creative.
Yeah.
And Sam is in Waratah. Let's finish this off, Sam. 13 10 60. What is better than sex?
After a huge night out and you're really hungover and you just do a massive grog bog.
The AGB.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because that's what you get to feel better. You're like, oh, I've done it now. That's
is that like
that off.
All the poison
you have a shower?
Out of
you. Yeah. The three S's. Shit, shower, shave.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then you can face the Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Thank Brilliant. You. Oh, so many good things.
The list is complete, I think. Yeah, very good job.
Now, we are going to do all the events. We're going to film them today.
We're competing today.
Yeah, competing today. And then we roll them out next week. But if you don't know, it's the games where we're letting average athletes compete in events for eternal glory, and we each have a country. Now, you're Italy for the carb lovers, Jess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're Mini Dad and Small Bago Ducko for the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the United States of Geriatrica for the oldies. And I get ripped in for being old on this show a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Yeah. And I'm the president of the United States of Geriatrica.
Mm-hmm.
And never before, I think, have I represented my country better than yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So here's how it went down.
You lose your hearing aid.
His dentures fell out in a public place.
He forgot he was president again.
Yeah. Where am I?
Who am I?
Okay, so yeah. Normally I have social basketball on Thursday nights, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, we've got the games. We've got to perform in the games on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do my social basketball because I could get injured.
That's right. Wasn't it just last week you got elbowed in the face?
Yeah. And I've done my groin a couple of times. Yeah. I've done my hamstring. I've done my calf.
Because you're too competitive. You're a former AFL player, so you can't not compete.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like that saying, your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yeah.
His heart is more than his body can keep up with.
Yeah.
His engine's all right. It's just the wheels.
It's the wheels.
And the roof.
The joints of the wheels. Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought I'll just do like some exercise for the day. I'll just do a home workout, and I won't take it that hard. I'll just do a Pop Sugar home workout.
Sorry. Did you go on to Pop Sugar's website or Instagram page
and find...
Sugar? It's like a pop culture-y fun, I would say, female-based...
I would say like a mum's workout kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
no.
During this session yesterday, I have torn my hamstring.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Pop Sugar, not so, you know, sugary and light, is it?
Now,
okay.
I want to show you the workout that I was listening to and show you just how lame it was when I did my hamstring.
Maybe you want to give a little clap. Oh, Michaela, I heard that clap. Oh, my God. Maybe you want to clap the chest. Oh, Rainier, now you're just showing off, baby. Now you're just getting crazy.
You can never make fun of me for doing Shabam ever again, which is my dancing little thing from the Les Mills categories.
What was that? I was doing my wife.
What was the clapping?
Yeah, what was the clapping?
We're going to clap.
I picture you on a screen.
Push up and you clap.
I picture you on Zoom and talking to a bunch of old ladies who are standing up 100%. And can barely touch their own chairs. Like, well done, Shirley.
In a pool as well, just for extra support. Yeah.
Anyway, so now I've got to go and perform as the president of the United States of Geriatrica, having injured myself.
Oh,
and
my God.
A home workout. Never before have I represented my country better than injuring myself listening to a Pop Sugar home workout at home.
Wow.
Oh, that is so good.
That is...
Or is this just an excuse to let us know that he's going to lose? You know what I mean? He's just
oh,
he's planting
worried?
The seed earlier. He's
okay.
worried. Yeah.
You judge today.
You're going to be limping around because we've got a relay to do.
For how competitive we know Gilly is.
I reckon you could hurt yourself pretty badly
I
here.
Know.
We could see. What happens if an athlete has to withdraw, like pull out of the games?
Oh, my God.
And it's their president, their
it's
leader.
It's president.
What
and
do we
got,
do?
We've got a couple of relay events where you need the four people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to perform. I'm going to do a very long warm-up.
Tell you what we should do. On the way there, let's go to the nearest old people's home, find someone, just replace Gilly.
A couple of extra recruits. Yeah. Some backups.
Maybe the dementia ward. They won't even know. We'll have them back by dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you, don't you? We are asking, do you or don't you take a sick day when your pet passes on? Jess and I, seemingly heartless. Yeah.
I know, I feel really bad, but I just get the feeling that people take the piss. Like Nicole.
Shame.
On you.
Shame.
On you.
Shame.
And Nicole, no, shame on Nicole, who said on the Hit Newcastle Instagram page, we did when our duck passed away. I mean, come on.
When I had my duck Splash and Silky and the neighbour's dog ate them in the lily pad farm across the road, that was horrific.
What was that sentence?
That was quite a sentence.
Yeah, well, I had Splash and Silky. We used to have them. We used to live across the road from an international lily pad farm. Not sure what they were up to.
Oh, my God. Between your international lily pad farm and your family's cactus farm, what is going on? Yeah.
What's your family doing?
Jesus, what are they doing? One of my cousin's wives owns an olive oil plantation in Italy. Does that count? Anyway,
yeah, and Splash,
did you need time off
the dog, their neighbour's husky, Eddie, who only had three legs, got bit the duck, and I had to jump in the lily pad farm and get the duck out of its mouth. It was horrific.
Oh, that is quite traumatic.
Yeah, it was.
And you didn't go to school the next day?
Could have been a weekend, I can't remember, but it was a sad time.
I don't know.
But this, Morgan and I were talking about, if Pam, if something ever happened to Pam, God forbid, we would be, you know, you guys wouldn't hear me on the radio for a while. I'd take some time to get over that.
Oh, I think we'd make fun of you for it.
Oh, you can't do that. Not for little Pammy.
No, not for Pam.
Maybe not for Pam.
Thank you.
I don't want to sound heartless here, but I don't remember. I would have been like...
We've come this far, babe. Yeah. Keep going.
I reckon I would have been like 11 when our first cat, Tangles, was run over by a car, and our neighbour, as we pulled in from a holiday, came up to a window with a box in their hand and stopped us. We're in the back of the car and told us through the window that Tangles had been hit by a car, and here she is.
And handed it
through the window to Mum. I was like, thank you so much. I started bawling my eyes out. Anyway, went to school the next day.
Oh, see, there's no bravery award for that, mate. You got to let emotions come out. Play Dido, sit in your back seat of your car and get emotional.
Hold the box of dead Tangles.
Yeah.
Dido wasn't around in 1936, Ducko.
So true. Play Jesus' best hits. Anyway, let's
go. Dan is in Katara. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I'm definitely Dooya.
Thank you, Daniel.
Dooya.
Yeah.
Have you done this? Have you taken a day off?
Yeah, we took 2 days off, actually. We had two dogs, and both of them are 13 and 14, and the 14-year-old one died, and we all got a bit emotional with the family. And then thought, we need to keep the second one company. And then the other one was a jerk. He didn't give two snots. He just wanted to play ball and go for walks the whole time.
Yeah, see, he was judging you for taking time off. And the other one
died.
Your
arch-mate is still great.
Yeah.
We've got to do your Anna, don't you, there, Dan?
Yeah.
Ashley in Gilston Heights on 131060. Help us out here. Do you, don't you, take a sick day when your pet passes?
I am a hell yeah, do ya.
Yeah.
Do ya? You've done it?
I can't be without my little one. So, yes, I had to take my day off with my bunny rabbit. He was only 6 months old, so it was very unexpected, so I had to be there through every moment.
So, Ducko, would you like to respond?
No, that's a pet is a pet, Jess. A pet
this is
a
duck
pet.
Territory.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if it's a little mouse or anything.
A mouse.
Shame on you, Jess.
How far do we, like, if you've got an ant farm and
don't let the ants go.
Oh, my God. How are you keeping numbers on that?
Thank you, Ashley.
Wait a minute. Where's number 7,211?
But rabbits are so cute and cuddly. Ashley probably had the rabbit in her bed at one stage.
Yeah, your boss calls up. You've taken 723 consecutive days off. Another one went.
It's 2021. You will let me.
Megan in Morpeth. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Do you, don't you, take time off when your pet passes?
Do ya? Bloody oath. Especially for a dog.
Yes. Thank you, Megan.
I reckon I'm going to need a month.
Oh, that's what I reckon,
Megan. Wait, so your dog hasn't died. You're just already planning, I'm going to take a month.
No, so we got our COVID puppy literally the same week that Ducko got Pam, and we talk about it all the time. We're just going to be heartbroken when she goes, and she's only 1.5.
Why are you talking about it all the time? That's so grim.
I'm so upset. I agree with you, Megan.
Morgan and I talk about it all the time as well, like just in case like anything happens to your little one, like you'd feel so bad. Imagine if they passed early.
Oh, don't think about
that. Right. I know. It's stressful looking after him. It is. You've
got to keep
him alive. Oh, Megan.
Poor Corona Pam. Oh, I'm vibing with Megan. Absolutely.
You really are.
Yes, 100%.
Live in the moment, guys.
Oh, we do. I know. I appreciate her and love her every day, but just in case. You know what I mean?
Wow.
We're looking really bad here, Jess, as don't yous, because everybody's been doing so far except for a dog. But maybe we can turn around here. Ethan in Windale, do you, don't you, take time off when your pet passes?
Mate, 110% do ya.
Thank you, Ethan.
Song of a gun.
Hey, do ya. You've done it, Ethan?
Yeah, well, not actually done it. I've got two dogs that me and my partner literally treat as babies. They take turns at sleeping in bed with us.
All right, so you've thought about when they pass, we're going to need to put in some for some annual leave.
Oh, yeah, we kind of can't think about it. Yeah, too sad.
It's too sad.
All pets, though, like dogs, sure. What about any other pets?
Well, actually, I do have 3 axolotls, Jeff, and I would be heartbroken if one of them had died.
Shut up. You don't have 3. I don't believe
I do.
What are their names? What are their names?
All right. I have Aaliyah, Simba, and Roger.
They are Roger. Terrible axolotl names.
If Roger and Simba passed and Aaliyah was just by her little self,
love them?
I absolutely love them. They have a photo.
Are they a living, breathing thing? Yes, you've got to love them. You know what I mean?
Have you seen an axolotl? They are gruesome alien creatures.
Well, there's some ugly humans as well. You know what I mean? We still grieve.
That's why I like them, because they look like aliens.
Look like aliens, and he takes time off for his axolotl.
You do, ya. Well, a unanimous. We do not have many unanimous.
We don't. It was a clean slate.
All right.
There you go. You guys get a heart.
So we won't make fun of you.
No.
God forbid.
Aaron even messaged me saying, my brother, if Pickle died, I'd have a month off.
And is Pickle also some sort of gross creature?
Pickles.
Pickle's a cat.
Pickle's grumpy cat too.
Pickle's a grumpy cat with a tongue out. I have to put that photo up on Instagram if Aaron lets me. It's quite funny.
That's a terrifying cat.
But it doesn't matter how ugly they are because it's your pet and you love them forever.
But go to work.
Come to work.
Tangles is rolling in his little grave, or her grave.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that a boy or a girl?
Oh, it was a girl. It was a girl. So I was a little tawdy.
Influencer life, you know, it's taken a new turn for me.
Influencer life, really?
Yeah. Jess, you get sent free things.
I do get offered every now and then.
Little
I do get offered
for a free thing. I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't get that many. Yeah. Gilly, nor do you.
No.
It's fine.
I may be getting sent free things and not noticing, but I don't think so.
Well, the tides have changed for the Duckman. I got this message. Mila Limbox, and it says, Dear Nick, I'm from such and such cosmetics in Australia. We're a company that aims to be one of Australia's best skincare products.
Shut up, you got skincare.
Skincare. I did. Our products are designed to give you a healthy glow and deeply hydrate your skin because we use high concentration of hydrating. Anyway, we would love to do a collaboration with you.
Hello.
Sending our iconic glowing set worth $120.
That's not bad.
I'm talking cleanser, serum, eye cream, exclusive pouch. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's going to come in a pouch.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Some other thing.
So you get a blue tick and 5,000 followers now.
Yep.
And bam.
Yeah, and they say, all I got to do, guys, which I feel like this is a lot, is one Instagram reel, which I've never done in my life.
That's like the full video tutorial music.
Of like me getting my bag out, putting
And
like, also, do you think my followers want to see me putting skincare?
Well, obviously this skincare brand is picking up on something.
Oh, yeah. They're getting it. And 2 pictures as well with the product, focusing on the serum.
2 pictures.
It's a lot on the tile. It's worth $120. It's a start.
But it's not cash.
It's not cash. No. I just get the skincare product, and you see me being like, "Hey, everyone out there watching, I do this for my eyes."
A lot of people have been asking about my skincare routine.
Yeah, a lot of the boys out there asking about my skincare,
and you know what sort of pouch I keep my products in. Have you investigated this company? Have you been on their page?
I looked at them. Yeah, they're new.
They look legit.
They're sort of startup. So I was like, oh, okay, you're probably attacking the mini influencers.
Yeah, and I appreciate. You don't want to probably say the name of the company because whether you're going to go down the path
or not.
Well,
I don't feel like it's very me.
Okay, but it made you feel good.
Well, I might do it because it'd be a bit of fun. I could take the piss a bit.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, you thought I made it.
I feel good, yeah. And I got something finally that you didn't, you know. It feels good to get that.
Okay.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. Should I do it? That's what I was going to put to you guys in the Hit Fam. Should I do it as a bit of fun?
Well, maybe we could do it together. Because I've got a message here, Ducko.
No, you didn't.
Dear Jess.
No, you didn't.
We are a skincare company. We aim to be one of Australia's best skincare products, as we believe Australia, blah, blah, blah. We would love to do a collaboration with you, sending you our iconic glowing set worth $120. Cleanser, serum, eye cream, exclusive pouch.
No.
We would like the Instagram reel and 2 pictures.
Is it from the same person?
We would also offer you $450 cash.
What?
I'm joking.
God damn. So you got it too.
I got it.
Nah, they're doing the rounds.
Cheers.
I suddenly don't feel as special.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Ducko.
No,
I've just gone into my request.
This will be a dagger in the heart.
Is this, Gilly? Can I just confirm, is this particular company, does it start with an R?
Yeah.
It starts with an R.
And it's 3 letters?
Yep.
Dear Nick, I'm from.
No.
We're a Perth-based.
Yep.
We aim to be one of Australia's best skincare products.
Wait, you got it. A little bit halfway down.
$120 it's worth. Cleanser, serum, eye cream, exclusive pouch.
Exclusive pouch! Damn it! Oh, Gilly. Maybe we can collaborate, the three of us.
Yeah, we could do a joint collaboration.
We could do a joint collaboration. Does that still make you feel?
Is it bad that I actually thought like, they obviously think I've got good skin.
They also think I've got good skin.
If they think Nick's got good skin. It's like a dagger in the heart.
We are doing our average athlete games today.
That's right. The competition for the everyman and woman in games that they will excel at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we all have our countries that we represent. Jess, you are the dictator of Italy.
In hindsight, I don't know why I didn't make myself the queen.
Yeah.
I've gone dictator. I was thinking of Mussolini when I was like, shouldn't have. That was the first person that came to mind.
You will eat pasta.
You will eat pasta. I sound like John Coates.
Yeah. I am the prez of the United States of Geriatrica.
The injured president.
Just like the geriatric president that I should be.
Yes, true.
Representing my country after doing my hamstring yesterday during a home workout in Ducco.
Yes.
The little general of Mini Dad and Small Bago.
Now, Mini Dad and Small Bago, we are a very small country. Mm-hmm. In fact, we weren't even discovered until someone from the United States of Geriatrica stumbled across our borders and saw all these half-sized humans.
Oh, they tripped over the country.
Yeah, like, what are these little people doing here? And they left us alone because we're so little and we're so angry. We're so proud. But we've got our own national anthem.
Of course you do.
We're progressive as a country.
Great.
You know what I mean? We're new, we're innovative, we're forward-thinking.
Yeah.
Because of all the challenges, I guess, you faced...
Oh, yeah.
You know, against that roller coaster height stick. You've had to innovate.
Yeah, reaching chickpeas at the supermarket.
Exactly. Oh, how are we getting up there?
What are we going to do?
Yes.
You might even hear that in the song, but this is our anthem. It's by DJ Ducco.
Yeah.
Featuring Shawnee B.
But you don't often hear a DJ collaborate on an anthem, do you?
We are not traditional.
So here we go. It's called I'm the Little Ones.
That's how we do. Little General, Mini Dad, Small Bagel. Ha ha. I'm the little one.
Yeah, we the number one. No judges for a hot no.
Yeah.
We the ones, yeah. The little ones, when they grab the high stick, we just wanna ride. No.
Let's ride.
We the ones, yeah. The little ones, yeah. Yeah, we're sick of all those other imitators.
Hell
won't
yeah.
Let the other countries intimidate us. And oh, what you're coming for the prize now. Nearly half the time, and maybe someone told I gotta grab it nearly all the time. But we got big hearts and big dreams, there's no denying. On the scene, we the winners, tickets on, and you'll be crying. Yeah, I'm repping on my people who are under 5'9. When we roll up to the club, and the bouncer thinks we lying. When we try to run a race, but our legs are really tired.
So
we small and they big, damn, that guy was really fly.
Yeah,
I'm sick of all these people out there trying to f for me.
Yeah.
From the ones in Geriatrica down to Italy.
Hey,
yeah, for sure, won't say no if it's a crown you want. Hand me kisses off, then I promise
you won't like us when we angry.
Mini Dad, Small Bago, let's get it. Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe the anthem mentions our countries.
We're progressive, baby.
It's so progressive. I mean, DJ Ducco just really giving us that energy and he's grunting.
Yeah. Can you hear how much I was doing?
I love picturing the entire population of Mini Dad and Small Bago, hand on heart, standing proudly before the games. We the ones, yeah. We the ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, guys, you'll hear that blasting when we win gold medals today.
Absolutely, we will. Very angrily shouting their anthem at the rest of us.
Yeah, have we adapted the size of the medals for a few guys win?
I hope so. They'll weigh us down.